Do you remember last year's census when millions of Australians were unable to lodge their forms online after a denial of service cyber attack from overseas? Well, the first data from that troubled survey has been released today, and it gives us some insights into who is the typical Australian. For more, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Liz Allen. She's a demographer at the Australian National University Centre for Aboriginal Economic Policy Research. Dr. Liz Allen, tell us more about the typical Australian.
Good afternoon. The results from census show that we're married with two children, we're getting older, but we have so many possibilities. It's great that we've got this data ahead of schedule. It shows that we're roughly about 38 years old. This varies across states and territories, with the oldest state being Tasmania and South Australia coming in second. And the youngest population being that of the Northern Territory. We also see that the Indigenous population is a much younger population, in the order of 14 years difference from the average or typical Australian. And that presents many opportunities in terms of a demographic dividend. If we measure ourselves correctly leading into the future and we're strategic, the demographic dividend from the Indigenous population age structure will see a lot of people flowing into the labour force market, and will serve us well. As we all know, we're an ageing population and we're going to need to prepare for that in the future.
This is just a glimpse of all of the data that we're going to get when the full results are released in June. There's a lot of debate about housing at the moment. What does the census data tell us about that?
It's quite interesting, and it's really important to remember that what the ABS have reported on here is, in terms of the typical information, is what's known as the mode. So that is the most commonly occurring group. So say, for example, if we take the housing categories, we look at renting, owned or owning. We look at, say, for example, the most typical there would be the most frequent group there. Now, that can hide a lot underneath, particularly if we look at our age structure. That's an important thing to note. So in terms of housing, the majority of people, or the most typical, I should say, are on the way to owning their own home, and they have about three bedrooms. Now, that differs from state and territory. For example, in Tasmania and New South Wales, the most typical housing category is owned outright. A lot of people in Sydney are probably splattering their avocado squash sandwiches and their lattes right now. Queensland, they're owning and renting. It's an equal thing. And in Northern Territory, it shows a sharp difference in that the most typical Northern Territory person is renting. And there are differences in the size of home.
So we've got a lot of data already, but after last year's census website outage, can we trust this data?
This is a really important question we should all be asking. And what I'll say is, in a couple of months' time, come June, we will know with certainty the rate at which people responded. What we have been told to date is that this is the response rate from the 2016 census were on par with, or possibly even better than the 2011 census, and that's the best on record. So we can say that possibly it's great data. It will be reported on, the post-enumeration survey will actually be measuring the quality of the census, and we also know from surveys that were conducted after the census that it's probably the majority of people who said that they were going to sabotage or not complete the census, at the end of the day they completed it, and they completed it truthfully. So I would say that we can be confident with this census, but we will be given more information about that. And at the end of the day, for demographers like me, that's our job. Our job is to get data and make the data for best use.
Well, I know you look forward to that full data release in June, but for now, Dr. Liz Allen, thank you very much for speaking to the world today.
Thank you.
Dr. Liz Allen, a demographer based at the Australian National University.